This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
Remittances is the word used to describe money that expats send back to their home countries. It's a lot of money in the aggregate, and it's often critical for those economies. Last year, migrants from Latin America and the Caribbean sent nearly $100 billion home. And early in this pandemic, as you might imagine, the World Bank figured remittances from the United States to Latin America would fall 20%. But as Marketplace's Erica Barris reports, payments sent to some Latin American countries have, in fact, bounced back.
For the past 8 years, 24-year-old Byron Chamorro's father has been sending money to his wife, Byron's mom, in Guatemala. Then the pandemic hit. Lots of people stayed home. But not Chamorro's father. He delivers food for an Italian restaurant in Brooklyn.
He actually started working on the weekend, which was something he did not do.
And the money he remits to Guatemala?
The amount that he sends increased a little bit during the pandemic.
$150 a week instead of $100. Mark Hugo Lopez with the Pew Research Center says in April there was a steep decline in remittances to El Salvador and the Dominican Republic, but those have rebounded. He says that's because migrants from those countries tend to do essential work, farming, food production, hospitality. Meanwhile, remittances to Mexico never declined at all. In fact, they've been increasing all year.
Many Mexican immigrants have been in the U.S. for so long that they're able to navigate better some of the uncertainties about the labor market associated with the COVID-19 downturn.
That's good news for Mexico, which is grappling with the loss of tourism. Roy Germano, a scholar at NYU, says that's true of a lot of Latin America.
But often in these countries, there really isn't much of a safety net to speak of, and migrants play that safety net role.
Diego Vacaflores, an economics professor at Texas State University, plays that role. He sends money monthly to his parents in Bolivia. When he saw the shortages of products happening here in the U.S.,
I knew that was going to happen eventually in Latin America, and I tried to get my family to be prepared for that, to do it before things ran out of in the market.
So he sent them an extra grant this spring. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.